So that's coming up right now, Dr. Faustus, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
MRG Concerts presents Philly-based indie rock band Hopalong with guest Summer Cannibals, live in Vancouver. Catch them at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 7th. Tickets are moving fast, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Not marching now in fields of Trasimene, where Mars did mate the Carthaginians, nor sporting in the dalliance of love in courts of kings where state is overturned, nor in the pomp of proud, audacious deeds intends our muse to daunt his heavenly verse. Only this, gentlemen, we must perform the form of Faustus' fortunes, good or bad. To patient judgments we appeal our plaud, and speak for Faustus in his infancy. Now is he born, his parents base of stock, in Germany, within a town called Rode. Of riper years to Wittenberg he went, whereas his kinsmen chiefly brought him up. So soon he profits in divinity, the fruitful plot of scholarism graced, that shortly he was graced with doctor's name. Excelling all who sweet delight disputes in heavenly matters of theology, till, swoln with cunning of a self-conceit, his waxen wings did mount above his reach, and melting, heavens conspired his overthrow. For, falling to a devilish exercise, and glutted more with learning's golden gifts, he surfeits upon cursed necromancy. Nothing so sweet as magic is to him, which he prefers before his chiefest bliss. And this the man that in his study sits.
Settle thy studies, Faustus, and begin to sound the depth of that thou wilt profess. Having commenced, be a divine in show, yet level at the end of every art, and live and die in Aristotle's works. Sweet analytics, 'tis thou hast ravished me. Bene discerere est finis logices. Is to dispute well logic's chiefest end? Affords this art no greater miracle? Then read no more. Thou hast attained that end. A greater subject fitteth Faustus' wit. Bid Onkai Mayo farewell. Galen, come. Seeing ubi desinet philosophus, ibi insipit medicus. Be a physician, Faustus. Heap up gold and be eternized for some wondrous cure. Summum bonum medicinae sanitas. The end of physic is our body's health. Why, Faustus, hast thou not attained that end? Is not thy common talk sound aphorisms, and not thy bills hung up as monuments, whereby whole cities have escaped the plague and thousand desperate maladies been eased? Yet art thou still but Faustus, and a man. Wouldst thou make men to live eternally, or being dead, raise them to life again, then this profession were to be esteemed. Physic, farewell. Where is Justinian? Si una eadumque res legato duobus, alta rem alta valorem re, etc. A pretty case of paltry legacies. Ex hereditare filium non potest pater nisi. Such is the subject of the Institute, a universal body of the church. His study fits a mercenary drudge who aims at nothing but external trash, too servile and illiberal for me. When all is done, divinity is best. Jerome's Bible, Faustus, view it well. Stipendium peccati, mors est. Stipendium, etc. The reward of sin is death. That's hard. Si peccasi negamus, fallimur et nulla est in nobis veritas. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and there's no truth in us. Why then, belike, we must sin, and so consequently die. Aye, we must die an everlasting death. What doctrine call you this? Que sera, sera. What will be, shall be. Divinity. Adieu. These metaphysics of magicians and necromantic books are heavenly. Lines, circles, signs, letters and characters. Aye, these are those that Faustus most desires. Oh, what a world of profit and delight, of power, of honour, of omnipotence is promised to the studious artisan. All things that move between the quiet poles shall be at my command. Emperors and kings are but obeyed in their several provinces, nor can they raise the wind or rend the clouds. But his dominion that exceeds in this stretcheth as far as doth the mind of man. A sound magician is a mighty god. Here, Faustus, try thy brains to gain a deity. Wagner, commend me to my dearest friends, the German Valdes and Cornelius. Request them earnestly to visit me.
I will, sir.
Their conference will be a greater help to me than all my labours plod I ne'er so fast.
Oh, Faustus, lay that damned book aside, and gaze not on it, lest it tempt thy soul. And heap God's heavy wrath upon thy head. Read the scriptures. That is blasphemy.
Go forward, Faustus, in that famous art, wherein all nature's treasury is contained. Be thou on earth as Jove is in the sky, lord and commander of these elements.
Oh, how am I glutted with conceit of this? Shall I make spirits fetch me what I please? Resolve me of all ambiguities. Perform what desperate enterprise I will. I'll have them fly to India for gold, ransack the ocean for Orient pearl, and search all corners of the newfound world for pleasant fruits and princely delicates. I'll have them read me strange philosophy and tell the secrets of all foreign kings. I'll have them wall all Germany with brass and make swift Rhine circle fair Wittenberg. I'll have them fill the public schools with silk, wherewith the students shall be bravely clad. I'll levy soldiers with the coin they bring and chase the Prince of Parma from our land and reign sole king of all our provinces. Yea, stranger engines for the brunt of war than was the fiery keel at Antwerp's bridge I'll make my servile spirits to invent. Come, German Valdez and Cornelius, and make me blessed with your sage conference. Valdez! Sweet Valdez! Cornelius! Know that your words have won me at the last. To practice magic and concealed arts. Yet not your words only, but mine own fantasy that will receive no object for my head, but ruminates on necromantic skill. Philosophy is odious and obscure. Both law and physic are for petty wits. Divinity is basis number three. Unpleasant, harsh, contemptible, and vile. It is magic. Magic. Hmm? That hath ravished me. Then, gentle friends, aid me in this attempt, and I that have with concise syllogisms gravel the pastors of the German church and made the flowering pride of Wittenberg swarm to my problems, as the infernal spirits on sweet Musaeus when he came to hell will be as cunning as Agrippa was, whose shadows made all Europe honour him.
Faustus, these books, thy wit, and our experience shall make all nations to canonize us. As Indian Moors obey their Spanish lords, so shall the subjects of every element be always serviceable to us three. Like lions shall they guard us when we please, like Almain rutters with their horsemen staves, or Lapland giants trotting by our sides. Sometimes, like women or unwedded maids, shadowing more beauty in their airy brows than in the white breasts of the Queen of Love. From Venice shall they drag huge argosies, and from America the golden fleece that yearly stuffs old Philip's treasury, if learned Faustus will be resolute.
Valdez, as resolute am I in this as thou to live. Therefore object it not.
The miracles that magic will perform will make thee vow to study nothing else. He that is grounded in astrology, enriched with tongues, well seen in minerals, hath all the principles magic doth require. Then doubt not, Faustus, but to be renowned and more frequented for this mystery than heretofore the Delphian oracle. The spirits tell me they can dry the sea and fetch the treasure of all foreign wrecks. Aye, all the wealth that our forefathers hid within the massy entrails of the earth. Then tell me, Faustus, what shall we three want?
Nothing, Cornelius. Oh, this cheers my soul. Come, show me some demonstrations magical, that I may conjure in some lusty grove and have these joys in full possession.
Then haste thee to some solitary grove and bear wise Bacon's and Albanus works, the Hebrew Psalter and New Testament, and whatsoever else is requisite, we will inform thee ere our conference cease.
Valdez, first let him know the words of art, and then all other ceremonies learned. Faustus may try his cunning by himself.
First, I'll instruct thee in the rudiments, and then wilt thou be perfecter than I.
Well, then come and dine with me, and after meat, we'll canvass every quiddity thereof. For ere I'll sleep, I'll try what I can do. This night I'll conjure, though I die, therefore.
I wonder what's become of Faustus that was wont to make our schools ring with sick promo.
That shall we know, for see, here comes his boy.
How now, sir? Where's thy master?
God in heaven knows.
Why, dost not thou know?
Yes, I know, but that follows not.
Go to, sirrah, leave your jesting and tell us where he is.
That follows not necessary by force of argument that you, being licentiate, should stand upon it. Therefore, acknowledge your error and be attentive.
Why, dost thou not say thou knewest?
Have you any witness on it?
Yes, sirrah, I heard you.
Ask, my fellow, if I be a thief.
Well, you will not tell us.
Yes, sir, I will tell you. Yet if you were not dunces, you'd never ask me such a question. For is not he corpus naturale, and is that not mobile? Then wherefore should you ask me such a question? But that I am by nature phlegmatic, slow to wrath, and prone to lechery, to love, I would say, it were not for you to come within 40 foot of the place of execution, although I do not doubt see you both hanged the next sessions. Thus, having triumphed over you, I will set my countenance like a precisian and begin to speak thus. Truly, my dear brethren, my master is within at dinner with Valdez and Cornelius, as this wine, if it could speak, it would inform your worships. And so the Lord bless you, preserve you, and keep you, my dear brethren, my dear brethren.
Nay, then, I fear he is fallen into that damned art for which they, too, are infamous through the world.
Were he a stranger, and not allied to me, yet should I grieve for him. But come, let us go and inform the rector, and see if he, by his grave counsel, can reclaim him.
Oh, but I fear me nothing can reclaim him.
Yet let us try what we can do.
Now that the gloomy shadow of the earth, longing to view Orion's drizzling look, leaps from the Antarctic world unto the sky and dims the welkin with her pitchy breath, Faustus, begin thine incantations and try if devils will obey thy hest, seeing thou hast prayed and sacrificed to them. Within this circle is Jehovah's name forward, backward, anagrammatized. The abbreviated names of holy saints, figures of every adjunct to the heavens, and characters of signs and erring stars, by which the spirits are enforced to rise. And fear not, Faustus, but be resolute, and try the uttermost magic can perform. Sint mihi Dei Acherontis propiti. Valeat numen triplex Jehovi. Igne aerie aquatici terreni spiritus salvete. Orientis princeps Lucifer. Beelzebub inferni ardentis monarca et demagogon. Propitiamus vos et appariat et surgat Mephistopheles. Quitum eraris. Per Jehovam Gehenam et consecratum aquam quam nunc spago. Signumque crucis quod nunc facio. Et per vota nostra ipse nunc surgat nobis dicatus Mephistopheles.
Charge thee to return and change thy shape. Thou art too ugly to attend on me. Go and return an old Franciscan friar. That holy shape becomes a devil best.
I see there's virtue in my heavenly words. Who would not be proficient in this art? How pliant is this Mephistopheles, full of obedience and humility. Such is the force of magic and my spells. Now, Faustus, thou art conjurer laureate that canst command great Mephistopheles.
Quin redis Mephistopheles, fratris imagine.
Now, Faustus, what wouldst thou have me do?
I charge thee wait upon me whilst I live, to do whatever Faustus shall command, be it to make the moon drop from her sphere, or the ocean to overwhelm the world.
I am a servant to great Lucifer, and may not follow thee without his leave. No more than he commands must we perform. But
did not he charge thee to appear to me?
No. I came now hither of mine own accord.
Not my conjuring speeches raise thee?
Speak.
That was the cause. But yet per accidens. For when we hear one rack the name of God, abjure the scriptures and his Savior Christ, we fly in hope to get his glorious soul. Nor will we come unless he use such means whereby he is in danger to be damned. Therefore the shortest cut for conjuring is stoutly to abjure the Trinity and pray devoutly to the Prince of Hell.
So Faustus hath already done and holds this principle. There is no chief but only Beelzebub to whom Faustus doth dedicate himself. This word damnation terrifies not him, for he confounds hell in Elysium. His ghost be with the old philosophers. But leaving these vain trifles of men's souls, tell me, what is that Lucifer, thy lord?
Arch-regent and commander of all spirits.
Was not that Lucifer an angel once?
Yes, Faustus, and most dearly loved of God.
How comes it then that he is prince of devils?
Oh, by aspiring pride and insolence, for which God threw him from the face of heaven.
And what are you that live with Lucifer?
Unhappy spirits that fell with Lucifer, conspired against our God with Lucifer, and are forever damned with Lucifer.
Where are you damned?
In hell.
How comes it then that thou art out of hell?
Why, this is hell, nor am I out of it. Think'st thou that I, who saw the face of God, and tasted the eternal joys of heaven, am not tormented with 10,000 hells in being deprived of everlasting bliss? Oh, Faustus, leave these frivolous demands, which strike a terror to my fainting soul.
What? Is great Mephistopheles so passionate for being deprived of the joys of heaven? Learn thou of Faustus manly fortitude, and scorn those joys thou never shalt possess. Go bear these tidings to great Lucifer, seeing Faustus hath incurred eternal death by desperate thoughts against Jove's deity. Say he surrenders up to him his soul, so he will spare him 24 years, letting him live in all voluptuousness, having thee ever to attend on me, to give me whatsoever I shall ask, to tell me whatsoever I demand, to slay mine enemies and aid my friends, and always be obedient to my will. Go and return to mighty Lucifer, and meet me in my study at midnight, and then resolve me of thy master's mind.
I will, Faustus.
Had I as many souls as there be stars, I'd give them all for Mephistopheles. By him I'll be great emperor of the world, and make a bridge through the moving air to pass the ocean with a band of men. I'll join the hills that bind the Afric shore, and make that land continent to Spain, and both contributory to my crown. The emperor shall not live but by my leave, nor any potentate of Germany. Now that I have obtained what I desire, I'll live in speculation of this art till Mephistopheles return again.
Sirrah, boy, come hither.
Oh, boy, swoons, boy. I hope you've seen many boys with such pickadevants as I have. Boy, quaffer.
Tell me, sirrah, hast thou any comings in?
Aye, and goings out, too. You may see else.
Alas. Poor slave. See how poverty jesteth in his nakedness. The villain is bare and out of service, and so hungry that I know he'd give his soul to the devil for a shoulder of mutton, though it were blood raw.
How my soul to the devil for a shoulder of mutton, though it were blood raw? Not so, good friend. Well, lady, I'd need have it well roasted and good sauce to it, if I pay so dear.
Well, Wilt thou serve me, and I'll make thee go like qui mihi's discipulus.
How, in verse?
No, sirrah, in beaten silk and staves acre.
Well, how, knave's acre? I thought that was all the land his father left him. Do you hear? I would be very sorry to rob you of your living.
Sirrah, I say in staves acre.
Oh ho, staves acre. Why then, belike, if I were your man, I should be full of vermin.
So thou shalt, whether thou be'est with me or no. But, sirrah, leave your jesting and bind yourself presently unto me for 7 years, or I'll turn all the lice about thee into familiars, and they shall tear thee in pieces.
Do you hear, sir? You may save that labour. They are too familiar with me already. Swoons, they are as bold with my flesh as if they had paid for my meat and drink.
Well, do you hear, sirrah? Hold, take these guilders.
Gridirons? What be they?
Why, French crowns.
Mass, but for the name of French crowns, a man were as good have as many English counters. And what shall I do with these?
By now, sirrah, thou art at an hour's warning, whensoever or wheresoever the devil shall fetch thee.
No, here, take your gridirons again.
Truly, I'll none of them.
Truly, but you shall.
Bear witness, I gave them him.
Bear witness, I give them you again.
Well, I will cause 2 devils presently to fetch thee away. Balliol and Belcher!
Let your Balliol and your Belcher come here and I'll knock them. They were never so knocked since they were devils. Say I should kill one of them, what would folks say? Do you see yonder tall fellow in the round slop? He has killed the devil. So I should be called Kill Devil. All the parish over.
What, are they gone?
A vengeance on them. They have vile, long nails. There was a he-devil and a she-devil. I'll tell you how you shall know them. All he-devils has horns, and all she-devils has clefts and cloven feet.
Well, Sarah, follow me.
But do you hear? If I should serve you, would you teach me to raise up Banios and Belchios?
I will teach thee to turn thyself to anything. To a dog, or a cat, or a mouse, or a rat, or anything.
How? A Christian fellow into a dog, or a cat, a mouse, or a rat? No, sir. If you turn me into anything, let it be in the likeness of a little pretty frisking flea, that I may be here and there and everywhere. Oh, I'll tickle the pretty wench's plackets. I'll be amongst them if I...
Well, Sarah, come.
But do you hear, Wagner?
How? Balliol and Belcher!
Oh, Lord, I pray, sir, let Banio and Belcher go sleep.
Call me Master Wagner. And let thy left eye be diametrically fixed upon my right heel, with quasi vestigius nostris insistere.
God forgive me, he speaks Dutch fustian. Well, I'll follow him. I'll serve him, that's flat.
Now, Faustus, must thou needs be damned, and canst thou not be saved? What boots it then to think of God? Or heaven? Away with such vain fancies and despair. Despair in God, and trust in Beelzebub. Now go not backward. No, Faustus, be resolute. Why waverest thou? Oh, something soundeth in mine ears. Abjure this magic. Turn to God again. Aye, and Faustus will turn to God again. God, he loves thee not. The God thou servest is thine own appetite, wherein is fixed the love of Beelzebub. To him I'll build an altar and a church, and offer lukewarm blood of newborn babes.
Sweet Faustus, leave that execrable art.
contrition? Prayer? Repentance? What of them?
Oh, they are means to bring thee unto heaven.
Rather illusions. Fruits of lunacy that makes men foolish that do trust them most.
Sweet Faustus, think of heaven and heavenly things.
No, Faustus. Think of honor and wealth.
Of wealth. Why, the signory of Emden shall be mine when Mephistopheles shall stand by me.
What god can hurt thee, Faustus? Thou art safe. Cast no more doubts. Come, Mephistopheles, and bring glad tidings from great Lucifer. It's not midnight. Come, Mephistopheles. Veni, veni, Mephistopheles.
Now, tell me, what says Lucifer, thy lord?
That I shall wait on Faustus whilst he lives. So he will buy my service with his soul.
Already Faustus hath hazarded that for thee.
But Faustus, thou must bequeath it solemnly, and write a deed of gift with thine own blood, for that security craves great Lucifer. If thou deny it, I will back to hell.
Stay, Mephistopheles, and tell me, what good will my soul do thy lord?
Enlarge his kingdom.
Is that the reason he tempts us thus?
Solamen miseris socios habuisse doloris.
Have you any pain that tortures others?
As great as have the human souls of men. But tell me, Faustus, shall I have thy soul? And I will be thy slave and wait on thee, and give thee more than thou hast wit to ask.
Aye, Mephistopheles, I give it thee.
Then stab thine arm courageously, and bind thy soul that at some certain day great Lucifer may claim it as his own, and then be thou as great as Lucifer.
No, Mephistopheles, for love of thee, I cut mine arm, and with my proper blood assure my soul to be great Lucifer's chief lord and regent of perpetual night. View here the blood that trickles from mine arm, and let it be propitious for my wish.
But Faustus, thou must write it in manner of a deed of gift.
Aye, so I will. But Mephistopheles, my blood congeals and I can write no more.
I'll fetch thee fire to dissolve it straight.
What might the staying of my blood portend? Is it unwilling I should write this bill? Why streams it not, that I may write afresh? Faustus gives to thee his soul. There it stayed. Why shouldst thou not? Is not thy soul thine own? Then write again. Faustus gives to thee his soul.
Here's fire. Come, Faustus. Set it on.
So, now the blood begins to clear again. Now will I make an end immediately.
Oh, what will not I do to obtain his soul?
Consummatum est. This bill is ended, and Faustus bequeathed his soul to Lucifer. But what is this inscription on mine arm? Homo fugi, whither should I fly? If unto God, he'll throw thee down to hell. My senses are deceived, here's nothing writ. I see it plain, here in this place is writ, Homo fugi. Yet shall not Faustus fly.
I'll fetch him somewhat to delight his mind.
Ha 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 ha!
Mephistopheles, what means this show?
Nothing, Faustus, but to delight thy mind withal and to show thee what magic can perform.
But may I raise up spirits when I please?
Aye, Faustus, and do greater things than these.
Then there's enough for 1,000 souls. Here, Mephistopheles, receive this scroll. A deed of gift of body and of soul, but yet conditionally, that thou perform all articles prescribed between us both.
Faustus, I swear by Hell and Lucifer to effect all promises between us made.
Then hear me read them. On these conditions following. First, that Faustus may be a spirit in form and substance. Secondly, that Mephistopheles shall be his servant and at his command. Thirdly, that Mephistopheles shall do for him and bring him whatsoever. Fourthly, that he shall be in his chamber or house invisible. Lastly, that he shall appear to the said John Faustus at all times in what form or shape soever he please. I, John Faustus of Wittenberg, doctor by these presents, do give both body and soul to Lucifer, Prince of the East, and his minister Mephistopheles, and furthermore, grant unto them that 24 years being expired, the articles above written inviolate, full power to fetch or carry the said John Faustus, body and soul, flesh, blood, or goods, into their habitation, wheresoever. By me, John Faustus.
Speak, Faustus. Do you deliver this as your deed?
Aye, take it. And the devil give thee good on't.
Now, Faustus, ask what thou wilt.
First, will I question with thee about hell. Tell me, where is the place that men call hell?
Under the heavens.
Aye, but where about?
Within the bowels of these elements, where we are tortured and remain forever. Hell hath no limits, nor is circumscribed in one self-place. For where we are is hell, and where hell is, must we ever be. And to conclude, when all the world dissolves and every creature shall be purified, all places shall be hell that is not heaven.
Come. I think hell's a fable.
Aye. Think so still, till experience change thy mind.
Why, thinkst thou then that Faustus shall be damned?
Aye, of necessity. For here's the scroll wherein thou hast given thy soul to Lucifer.
Aye, and body too. But what of that? Thinkst thou that Faustus is so fond to imagine that after this life there is any pain? These are trifles, and mere old wives' tales.
But Faustus, I am an instance to prove the contrary, for I am damned, and am now in hell.
How? Now in hell? Nay, and this be hell, I'll willingly be damned here. What, walking, disputing, etc.? But leaving off this, let me have a wife, the fairest maid in Germany, for I am wanton and lascivious, and cannot live without a wife.
How? A wife? I prithee, Faustus, talk not of a wife.
Nay, sweet Mephistopheles, fetch me one, for I will have one.
Well, thou wilt have one. Sit there till I come. I'll fetch thee a wife in the devil's name.
Thou like thy wife.
A plague on her for a hot whore!
How, Faustus? Marriage is but a ceremonial toy. If thou lovest me, think no more of it.
I'll cull thee out the fairest courtesans and bring them every morning to thy bed. She whom thine eye shall like,
thy heart shall have. Be she as chaste as was Penelope, as wise as Saber, or as beautiful as was bright Lucifer before his fall. Hold. Take this book. Peruse it thoroughly. The iterating of these lines brings gold.
Oh.
The framing of this circle on the ground brings whirlwinds, tempests, thunder, and lightning. Pronounce this thrice devoutly to thyself, and men in armor shall appear to thee, ready to execute what thou desirest.
Thanks, Mephistopheles. Yet fain would I have a book wherein I might behold all spells and incantations, that I might raise up spirits when I please.
Here they are, in this book.
Now would I have a book where I might see all characters and planets of the heavens, and that I might know their motions and dispositions.
Here they are too.
Nay, let me have one book more, and then I have done, wherein I might see all plants, herbs, and trees that grow upon earth.
Here they be.
Oh, thou art deceived.
Tut, I warrant thee.
Oh, this is admirable. Here I have stolen one of Dr. Faustus' conjuring books, and in faith I mean to search some circles for my own use. Now will I make all the maidens in our parish dance at my pleasure, stark naked before me. And so by that means I shall see more than e'er I felt or saw yet.
Orban! Prithee, come away. There's a gentleman tarries to have his horse, and he would have his things rubbed and made clean. He keeps such a chafing with my mistress about it, and she has sent me to look thee out. Prithee, come away.
Keep out, or else you're blown up, you're dismembered, Rafe. Keep out, for I'm about a roaring piece of work.
Come, what dost thou with that same book? Thou canst not read.
Yes, my master and mistress shall find that I can read. He for his forehead, she for her private study. She's born to bear with me, or else my art fails.
Why, Robin, what book is that?
What book? Why, the most intolerable book for conjuring that e'er was invented by any brimstone devil.
Canst thou conjure with it?
I can do all these things easily with it. First, I can make thee drunk with Hippocras at any tavern in Europe for nothing. That's one of my conjuring works.
Master Parson says that's nothing.
True, Rafe. And more, Rafe, if thou hast any mind to Nan Spit, our kitchen maid, then turn her and wind her to thy own use as often as thou wilt and at midnight.
Oh, brave Robin, shall I have Nan Spit and to mine own use? On that condition, I'll feed thy devil with horse bread as long as he lives of free cost.
No more, sweet Rafe. Let's go and make clean our boots, which lie foul upon our hands, and then to our conjuring in the devil's name.
When I behold the heavens, then I repent and curse thee, wicked Mephistopheles, because thou hast deprived me of those joys.
Why, Faustus, thinkst thou heaven is such a glorious thing? I tell thee, 'tis not half so fair as thou, or any man that breathes on earth.
How provest thou that?
It was made for man, therefore is man more excellent.
If it were made for man, 'twas made for me. I will renounce this magic and repent.
Faustus, repent yet. God will pity thee.
Thou art a spirit. God cannot pity thee.
Who buzzeth in mine ears, I am a spirit? Be I a devil, yet God may pity me. Aye, God will pity me if I repent.
Aye, but Faustus never shall repent.
My heart so hardened, I cannot repent. Scarce can I name salvation, faith, or heaven, but fearful echoes thunder in mine ears. Faustus, thou art damned. Then swords and knives, poison, guns, halters and envenomed steel are laid before me to dispatch myself, and long ere this I should have slain myself, had not sweet pleasure conquered deep despair. Have not I made blind Homer sing to me of Alexander's love and Enone's death? And hath not he that built the walls of Thebes with ravishing sound of his melodious harp made music with my Mephistopheles? Why should I die then, or basely despair? I am resolved. Faustus shall ne'er repent. Come, Mephistopheles, let us dispute again and argue of divine astrology. Tell me, are there many heavens above the moon? Are all celestial bodies but one globe, as is the substance of this centric earth?
As are the elements, such are the spheres, mutually folded in each other's orb. And Faustus, all jointly move upon one axle tree, whose termini is termed the world's wide pole. Nor are the names of Saturn, Mars, or Jupiter feigned, but are erring stars.
But tell me, have they all one motion? Both situ et tempore.
All jointly move from east to west in 24 hours upon the poles of the world, but differ in their motion upon the poles of the zodiac.
These slender trifles Wagner can decide. Hath Mephistopheles no greater skill? Who knows not the double motion of the planets? The first is finished in a natural day, the second thus, as Saturn in 30 years, Jupiter in 12, Mars in 4. The sun, Venus and Mercury in a year, the moon in 28 days. These are freshman's suppositions. But tell me, hath every sphere a dominion or intelligentia?
Aye.
How many heavens or spheres are there?
9. The 7 planets, the firmament, and the empyreal heaven.
Well, resolve me in this question. Why have we not conjunctions, oppositions, aspects, eclipses, all at one time, but in some years we have more, in some less?
Per inequalem motum respectu toitus.
Well, I am answered. Tell me, who made the world?
I will not.
Sweet Mephistopheles, tell me.
Move me not, for I will not tell thee.
Villain, have I not bound thee to tell me anything?
Aye. That is not against our kingdom, but this is. Think thou on hell, Faustus, for thou art damned.
Think, Faustus, upon God that made the world.
Remember this.
Go, accursed spirit, to ugly hell. 'Tis thou hast damned, distressed Faustus' soul. It's not too late.
Too late.
Never too late. If Faustus can repent.
If thou repent, devils shall tear thee in pieces.
Repent. And they shall never raise thy skin.
Christ, my saviour! Seek to save distressed Faustus' soul!
Christ cannot save thy soul, for he is just. There's none but I have interest in the same.
Who art thou that lookst so terrible?
I am Lucifer. And this is my companion, Prince in Hell.
Faustus, they are come to fetch away thy soul.
We come to tell thee thou dost injure us. Thou talkst of Christ, contrary to thy promise. Thou shouldst not think of God. Think of the devil, and of his dame, too.
Nor will I, henceforth. Pardon me in this, and Faustus vows never to look to heaven, never to name God, or to pray to him. To burn his scriptures, slay his ministers, and make my spirits pull his churches down.
Do so, and we will highly gratify thee. Faustus, we are come from hell to show thee some pastime. Sit down, and thou shalt see all the 7 deadly sins appear in their proper shapes.
That sight will be as pleasing unto me as paradise was to Adam the first day of his creation.
Talk not of paradise nor creation, but mark this show. Talk of the devil and nothing else. Come away. Now, Faustus, examine them of their several names and dispositions.
What art thou, the first?
I am pride. I disdain to have any parents. I
am like to Ovid's flea. I can creep into every corner of a wench. Sometimes like a periwig, I sit upon her brow. Or like a fan of feathers, I kiss her lips. Indeed I do. What do I not? But fie, what a scent is here. I'll not speak another word, except the ground were perfumed and covered with cloth of arras.
What art thou, the second?
I am covetousness, begotten of an old churl in an old leathern bag. And might I have my wish, I would desire that this house and all the people in it were turned to gold, that I might lock you up in my good chest. Oh, my sweet gold!
What art thou, the third?
I am Wrath. I had neither father nor mother. I leaped out of a lion's mouth when I was scarce half an hour old. And ever since I've run up and down the world with this case of rapiers, wounding myself when I had nobody to fight withal. I was born in hell. And look to it, for some of you shall be my father.
What art thou, the fourth?
I am Envy, begotten of a chimney sweeper and an oyster wife. I cannot read, and therefore wish all books were burnt. I'm lean with seeing others eat. Oh, that there would come a famine through all the world, that all might die, and I live alone. Then thou shouldst see how fat I would be. But must thou sit and I stand? Come down with a vengeance.
Away, envious rascal. What art thou, the fifth?
Who I, sir? I am Gluttony. My parents are all dead, and the devil a penny they have left me, but a bare pension, and that is 30 meals a day, and 10 beavers, a small trifle to suffice nature. Oh, I come of royal parentage. My grandfather was Gammon of Bacon. My grandmother, a hogshead of claret wine. My godfathers were these: Peter Pickled Herring and Martin Martlemas Beef. Oh, but my godmother, she was a jolly gentlewoman and well beloved in every good town and city. Her name was Mistress Marjorie March Beer. Now, Faustus, thou hast heard all my progeny. Wilt thou bid me to supper?
Oh, see thee hanged. Thou wilt eat up all my victuals.
Then the devil choke thee.
Choke thyself, glutton.
Oh.
What art thou, the sixth?
I am Sloth. I was begotten on a sunny bank, where I've lain ever since. And you have done me great injury to bring me from thence. Oh, let me be carried thither again by gluttony and lechery. Oh, I'll not speak another word for a king's ransom.
Oh, what are you, Mistress Minx, the seventh and last?
Who, I, sir? I am one that loves an inch of raw mutton better than an ell of fried stockfish. And the first letter of my name begins with lechery.
Away to hell, to hell! Now, Faustus, how dost thou like this?
Oh, this feeds my soul.
Oh, tut, Faustus. In hell is all manner of delight.
Oh, might I see hell and return again? How happy were I then?
Thou shalt. I will send for thee at midnight. In meantime, take this book. Peruse it truly, and thou shalt turn thyself into what shape thou wilt.
Great thanks, mighty Lucifer. This will I keep as cherry as my life.
Farewell, Faustus, and think on the devil.
Farewell, great Lucifer. Come, Mephistopheles.
Tune in every Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Community Living Show. Join host Michael, Kelly, and friends on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at www.citr.ca for the Community Living Show, right after the Morning After Show.
And you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, and that's all the time that we have for Skull Tall tonight. Tuned in next week for the conclusion of Dr.